Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Stephen Lawson, president of One Passion Ministries. And four times a week, I teach through a portion of Scripture to encourage you in your Christian walk. Join me now for this brief devotion in God's Word. Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. And we're going to double team this today, Kent. This is a study of the Word of God. We're coming to you from Herb's House in Dallas, Texas, which is a coffee shop. And the title of this is Moral Excellence. And our text is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And I want to begin by reading just this one verse, and then Kent and I are going to talk about it together. Peter continues to write, "Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge." Kent, when this passage, this verse talks about moral excellence, he's talking about personal holiness, personal godliness in our life, which is very important to God. God says in 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And God is very serious about our personal holiness, that we be being continually set apart from the lures and seductions of this world and being set apart unto the Lord Jesus Christ and becoming more and more increasingly like Him. When he says moral excellence here in this verse, I just love those two words, the way they sound, moral excellence. I mean, who among us wants mediocrity in our Christian life? I don't think any true Christian would be satisfied or happy with just mediocrity. I'm just living a mediocre Christian life. No, we want excellence in everything that we do. We want to do the best for the glory of God. And this excellence here is defined as moral excellence, ethical excellence, spiritual excellence. And Ken, it's interesting, moral excellence here is actually just one word in the original language. And it carries the idea of moral heroism, courageous deeds, resisting the tide of this world, and standing out, not going with the flow of the corruption of this world, and being heroic and being courageous in your stand for the Lord. That's what this passage is actually calling for. That we have moral heroism in this day. And he says that we are to apply the truth of Scripture in all diligence in order to be able to be heroic in our faith. And the word apply here is our responsibility. That we've got to put our shoulder to the plow. We've got to be in the race. We've got to be out in the field plowing. We've got to be in the Word. And we've got to be working the Word into our soul. He says with diligence. We've got to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And the word diligence, Kent, means, and this is kind of a rare word today, but zeal. It means earnestness, and sometimes we hear it expressed as blood earnestness, a wholehearted zeal and earnestness. I find that most of us don't need to be toned down. We need to have a fire put underneath us and for our desire for personal holiness to be actually escalated and elevated. And that's what Peter is calling for here. He says, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence. And faith, Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who believes, he who has faith must believe that God is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so there is a great responsibility placed before us to be zealous and earnest in adding, applying moral excellence and to stand out. And I think most Christians just really, I say most, who knows what the percentage is, but so many just want, they're content to just blend in with the world scene, just blend in with their unsaved friends, just blend in with everything else and just kind of be back row church attenders, where instead this is a call for moral excellence in a day in which the immorality is running rampant. And then he says, and in your moral excellence knowledge. And here again, Peter brings back again the word knowledge, which we saw in verse 2 and in verse 3 and now again in verse 5. At the very center of our Christian life has got to be knowledge of Scripture and knowledge of God and knowledge of Christ to keep moving us forward, which is why he brings the word knowledge back up again the third time in four verses. We just need to be flooded with the knowledge of truth as we live in an age of lies and errors. So, Kent, I need to, as you would say, tap the brakes here and slow down. But we've been talking about moral excellence.
Right. Well, I think that probably a lot of us are thinking that are watching, Steve, is there, we're to be morally excellent in a world that is far from moral excellence, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How much has the morality of our world impacted me as a Christian, you as a Christian, our viewers as a Christian on moral ideas?
It has had the effect of, I think, pouring cold water on the fire in our heart. It has the effect of really putting obstacles in front of us and speed bumps in front of us. It has the effect of really cooling us down and leading to compromise.
So you're saying that as we live in this world that we think as Christians certain things are okay,
yeah,
or we allow things,
yeah,
because we're in the world,
yeah,
and we're not pursuing this moral excellence because of that?
I think so.
Is that hurting us?
Absolutely. I think so many of us are easily influenced by what we see on television, what we see on a movie screen, what we see on our computer as we surf the internet, what we hear in the office, rather than hearing from heaven. And it can be very subtle. It's like a leak in your tire. It's a slow leak. It's not necessarily a blowout that happens like that. It happens over many miles going down the highway. And the next thing you know, I've got a flat tire and I can't move forward anymore. And I think that describes how a lot of us can be in our Christian life. And that really underscores the necessity of two things. One, being in church on a regular basis, in a church that preaches and teaches the Word of God, where there is a God-gifted, God-called man and men who are ministering the Word of God, and you are having regular deposits, installments being put into your life. And then second, it underscores the need that we have to be reading our Bible on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus said that we are to ask for our daily bread.
That's good.
Well, if we're to ask for daily bread, how much more for daily spiritual bread to be fed to our souls? And so...
This is the gold standard.
This is the gold standard. And so we need our appetite and our hunger increased, intensified for the Scripture. And when we allow the world to encroach into our heart, It desensitizes, yeah, our hunger for truth.
And it takes our joy.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It steals our joy, mm-hmm, and strips us of peace. Mm-hmm. And no wonder people are just almost like neurotic at times, even believers,
right,
trembling because they're not anchored to the truth of Scripture and the ministry of the Holy Spirit to work that into our heart and soul.
Wow.
So, Kent, this just, again, underscores if we are to have moral excellence, the engine that's driving this moral excellence is the last word in verse 5 there. It's knowledge, which keeps being repeated and brought back into the forefront of what Peter is saying here, that we never advance beyond the Bible. We never get to a point of like, well, I know it all. No, the more you learn of the Bible, the more you realize how little you know. And it's this knowledge, real, true knowledge in our heart. And not just our mind, our heart, that really, I think, just catapults us forward in the Christian life.
Does it help? If we're living moral, excellent lives, does it enrich others? Does it help us?
Wow. It's contagious. And it spreads to others. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just think about this. One mother in a home who is committed to moral excellence has such an effect on even her husband, on her children.
Not just herself, but others.
Oh, on others.
Yeah,
those in the neighborhood, those with whom she has contact with. So, as iron sharpens iron, so one man another, so one woman another. Mm-hmm. And so that's another reason for us to be pursuing moral excellence, so that our families and our friends will come under that very same impact and influence. Thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope. We consider it a privilege to be able to bring the Word of God to you. May you be a lifelong learner of the knowledge of the truth of Scripture. Blessings to you in Christ. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Steadfast Hope. If this was helpful to your Christian walk, please leave us a review wherever you listen to this show. And if you want to connect on social media, I can be found at Dr. Stephen J. Lawson or at One Passion Ministries. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me again for the next episode of Steadfast Hope.